This interview is with John Auld, a retired faculty member from the University of Guelph and now a volunteer gardener at the Guelph Arboretum. His story, Saving Frogs, takes place in the Italian gardens.
And then the frog story I told you about, because we used to catch the frogs.
Did you tell me the story of the frogs?
Well, they'd end up here in the end of winter. They pumped this pond dry, right? So the only pond, man-made pond, that ran year-round was the Japanese garden. Mm-hmm. So we'd come here and you'd find these, you know, there'd been ice and then it disappeared, and a little, just from raindrops, because they'd pumped it dry, but there was still water on the bottom and there would be frogs there. So we'd catch them and then we'd take them over and put them in the Japanese garden because it was, you know, running year round. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, our gardener, Lig, loved frogs, and she tried to catch every one she possibly could and put them in pails and move them usually over to the natural pond, which is the beaver pond on the Goose Trail, or down to near the Zavitz there, the Victoria Road pond. Those are the two natural ponds in the area. But the other six ponds, including the reflective pond right out in front of where I came in to the center, they had to get filled. She got 45 frogs in there one year, because they had to pump that out every winter too. Right? Anyway, so, and she had made this little raft that so the frogs could float on it, and people, I guess, stole it or threw it away. And then she made little steps up so they could, even at this time of the year, so they, you know, get out, because at the vertical sides, frogs couldn't get out. We'd find a stick or something and throw it in there on occasion when the frog went under, and so they'd have something to sit on. Anyway, she loved frogs, and that rubbed off on my buddy Fred and I. So we'd always take a check out here in the fall and see if the frogs had migrated, which they did. A rainy day, and the frogs left this pond, went to that pond, and that sort of stuff. But I never had an experience with an Italian garden before until this, and English gardens were more what I was used to, and I loved the Japanese garden as well. And this one, they all grow on, you know. Mm-hmm. They all have something unique.